Hello. Guess what episode this is? It's episode 67. You said you'd give me a dollar if I said it.
If you said it the right way.
Okay. I'm gonna do this once. You better
Welcome
give me a dollar.
To episode
67. You owe me a dollar now.
I don't owe you nothing.
Yeah, you do. You promise.
67.
You give me a dollar.
67.
Okay, stop. You're weird. Yellow. No.
Episode 67.
It's 67.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onicon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to episode 67 of Talking Comics.
Woohoo!
67, do you believe that?
That's a lot.
It's the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. Wait, Thanksgiving or like Black Friday Thanksgiving?
Either one.
Thanksgiving, yeah. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
We had steak.
I didn't eat any.
Because we don't eat turkey. Who really likes turkey?
I like turkeys when they're still alive and they're cute.
Turkey's okay, like, you know, on a sandwich. But, like, how many times do you fry a turkey or cook a bird?
Once a year.
You know, any other time. Yeah, like, nobody likes turkey. We just skip the turkey. Amped Comics, use code TCP10
to get 10% off.
That's right.
On any comic.
Links below. Allegra Printing, all your printing needs.
Mm-hmm.
Printing the Chronicles of Panel P.
Yes.
Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited about the Chronicles of Panel P.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel P, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike L. Jure, Torque Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that notify me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
We're getting so close, too. It's like, man.
So cool.
Like, four or five more pages. Like, we're almost done.
Wow.
Probably end January, we'll be done. I'll be getting it printed probably in February. So exciting. So excited. I'm so excited about that. We also, I know we've already talked about it a little bit, but we started a Substack. I've been putting, like, blog posts on for every episode starting this week. So that's been cool. Subscribe to our Substack. If you subscribe, you get a free preview of the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Ad now.
No.
Let's see what else. Allegra Printing, get all your printing needs.
You already said that.
I know. I said it again.
Guess again.
All right. What?
Oh my god, I just looked. Seriously? This is what this episode is called?
6-7.
No. It's spelled SIIIXXXXXSEEEVVVEEENNNNN.
I'm emphasizing 6-7. Trying to be cool like you kids.
My children aren't cool.
It's not cool?
No, nobody in my class is cool.
Okay. So, do you want to go over your weekly polls this week? You want me to do mine?
Wait, hold on.
Any day now.
Okay.
You want to do yours? You got...
We'll
do that okay. When I'm done with mine.
Okay, so I got Absolute Batman. The Harley Quinn cover.
Yeah, she got the, okay, that's right. I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, Harley Quinn, I'm sorry. Absolute Batman number 14 had a Harley cover, so she got the Harley cover.
Yeah. Then I got Harley Quinn number 56.
56, not 6'7"?
That would have been funny.
That would have been hilarious.
I got this cover.
Oh, yeah, the pizza cover. I like the pizza cover.
This cover? And my favorite cover.
The DNA cover? Yep,
yes. Yes. Oh, I really like this one.
David Nakayama.
Wow.
All right. So I got a couple more. Well, I got, how did I get so many?
You always get so many.
We got to cut this down. The Vampirella Holiday Special 2025. Pretty cool. I got the A cover for Absolute Batman 14. Great series. I got the Absolute Wonder Woman 14. The Last Days of H.P. Lovecraft number 2. I enjoyed the first one, so should be good. This one should be good. This is a Spawn Universe title, I Saw Santa. Looking forward to reading that this winter. Panel Pete's Pick of the Week.
The Marvel Chronicles Zombies. Of Panel Pete.
Yep.
Yeah, the Chronicles Marvel of Panel Zombies. Pete is Panel Pete's pick every week. Or should be.
Oh, should be. Yeah, well, he does. Well, definitely soon. The Mortal Thor, number 4. Quick Stops, Volume 3, Issue 4. Shredder, number 3.
Ooh, I dropped.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was bad. Shredder, number 3. And then the Black, White, and Red Boba Fett, number 3. All right, so that's what we got. Then we also, because, you know, we're suckers for content, we only got one each of the mystery variant blind bag of the dynamite.
Yeah.
So, synchronized pull?
Sure, why not? Okay. We have to open them.
Yeah, let's open them.
I mean, remember the Frankenstein?
That was pretty good.
Oh, God. How did you... Okay. Well.
Yeah, I poured tea. Okay, it's going to be a bit of a pain.
Oh, God.
A bit of a pain.
Okay, I give up.
You give up?
What is that? Did they, like, Gorilla Glue it?
Yeah, I think so.
No, like, actually.
Like, actually.
Like, actually.
Jeez.
No, they actually did. Look at that.
All right, come on. Just, all right. I'm getting into mine. Okay, mine's ready. Okay, just take your time. Take your time. All right, I think mine's ready. Yep, mine's ready to pull.
Can you
help? Do you need some help here? Bring them here. Let me just.
Don't cut the comic.
I'm not going to cut the comic. Almost cut the comic. Okay. All right. Now I think we could do a synchronized pull.
No, we need to pull up the covers.
Okay, yeah. Give me a sec. Dynamite, blood red, B-L-O-E, red.
Wait, how many comics is in here?
Should just be one.
Okay. I know, it looks kind of chunky. Yeah, it does. No, it's more than one.
Well, hold on.
Oh, there's a lot of colors. Yeah, there's a lot of covers. Some aren't even on here. All right, we'll see what we get.
There's
we'll
more than one in here.
Okay, let's just...
pull the first one out.
All right, go. Ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, that's the back. All right, so flip them around.
Oh, I got a black and white one.
I did too. They're different. Okay. We'll look up the covers here in a minute. Now pull the other one.
No, okay, then, okay, let's not do this one synchronized, so okay. You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Oh, a blank one.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, okay.
Oh, we got the same.
Is it another blood red? All right, are these going to be like, you know, hold on.
Exclusive?
No. I don't know. Let me look. All right, so we've got. Of course, these covers aren't on here. Will Robson. All right, I got a Will Robinson black and white variant. Let me see the first one you got. You got that one. That is. All right, that's the David Cousins black and white variant.
So, like, are they worth anything?
I don't know.
Are they like ratio?
And then it just says incentive, blind bag outcomes. And then blank back. Yeah, so we got red blank. I don't know anything about these. We probably should have done some more research.
Yeah. I don't know. They're cool.
They're cool. Like the artwork in it. Oh, wait, here we go. So here's the back. So cover U is the blind bag black blank. I got the cover S, Will Robinson line art. And you got the David Covens line art. The Jaws cover looks cool. Very cool. All right. So, yeah. What? We got 4 copies of that now. I don't know why there's 2 in there. That's crazy.
It's cool.
That is cool.
So, they're like 5 a piece.
Yeah. So, that's not bad. All right. So, which one out of everything you pulled are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Probably this.
Okay. Not the Harley?
I kind of got to read the rest to get to that one.
Oh, you're still reading up to that. Okay,
yeah,
I got
you. I have made some progress. I'm on number 30.
30, okay. Very good. You definitely have them all now.
Definitely.
All right. Which one am I looking? Probably Absolute Batman, for sure.
Nice.
That's what I'm looking forward to reading the most. So what did you read this week? You've been out of school all week, so you've been playing.
Oh, what did I read this week?
You read anything this week?
I don't think I have.
I did get some reading in.
I've been grinding, okay.
She's been grinding Fortnite. We're going to play some Fortnite event in a little while.
Yeah.
But,
I'm excited for that.
Yep, for sure. So I read Spawn the Dark Ages #1. I enjoyed that. Wild West Cowboys of Moo Mesa #3. I still am enjoying that.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. I did read one thing.
What?
I read like a page of my Pitch Dark something.
Okay.
Book. I forgot. Pitch Black. No, Pitch.
Either way.
Pitch dark. It's pitch dark.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
So the Cowboys of Mumesa. He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, number 2. That was really good. I read... Oh, you read the Harley Quinn and Elvira?
Oh, I did read that.
Because I read that, too.
I did read that.
So,
that was number two. That I read. Really good. Really, really, really good.
I finally read the Dick Tracy Halloween special. I enjoyed that. And then I read the GD Tragedy. Was very good. Oni Press book about, like, the Oregon Trail kind of thing. That book was really good. So, my current count is 337 comics read. And it's a little bit more, like I said, because I read some, like, digitally that people I interview, so I don't really count those. They're not on leak. But officially, I've read 337, and it's day 333. So I'm still 4 ahead, so I've got some reading to do. So the favorite one out of those I read, man, that's a tough choice. Probably the GD Tragedy. They were all really good, but yeah, that one's going to have to be the one shot that I like the most. What's the favorite one you read out of the one you read?
The one I read.
The one you read? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's funny. So did you, you've been playing a lot of Fortnite this week?
A lot.
Grinding.
No, when I say a lot, I mean a lot.
Yeah. What else have you, you watch anything this week?
No.
No? Just grinding Fortnite?
I guess, yeah.
No video games, no other movies?
I did play some Injustice.
Okay.
Oh, I did watch the new Stranger Things.
I have not. I need to rewatch season 4, I think, or at least get a recap of season 4. I don't know. I had to go watch it. I don't think I watched anything this week.
You played Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I played Baldur's Gate one night. Playing Diablo 4 again, that's fun. Yeah, that's about it. So we did, well, we're not really decorating, but you'll notice the thing in the background. I was given that at a convention because I brought another guy over that bought a bunch of stuff, so he gave me that print. But it's a really cool cartoon of the Christmas Story, so.
I don't know what that is.
She's seen it, and we're going to do Christmas Story trivia today.
I've seen it.
I watch it every Christmas Eve, 24 hours, TBS, every year.
Oh.
I watch it at least once or twice.
Okay.
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Nice.
So, guess what time it is?
Question time.
Dee, 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 dee. All right. So, do
question
you want,
time.
You want me to go first?
No, hold on. Just hold on. Let me redo my question song. Because I hate the question song.
I love the question
song. I hate, so what is cute. This? What is this? What is this?
I don't know.
I hate it. Okay, so let me redo it.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Question time. It's question time. It's time to ask some questions. It's where he asks me questions, where I sometimes ask him questions. It's question time. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to get two versions of the question song in this
episode.
All right. So it is question time. What... You want me to go first?
Sure.
First, okay, so this is the first thing that comes to mind. Why am I
sleepy?
Yawning? It's like 10 in the morning.
You yawn and I
noon.
And I said sleepy.
Gotcha. Okay. This is A Christmas Story, my favorite Christmas movie. Trivia time. So,
okay.
Red Ryder BB gun. First thing that comes to my mind.
That pink shotgun, that pink BB shotgun that we saw at
a BB gun. Pink BB gun.
Yeah. I forgot what it's called. The Smoky Mountain knife works. Yeah.
In Sevierville, Tennessee. The leg lamp.
A leg.
Okay. Pink bunny suit.
The bunny that dropped kicked me. No, I was playing Fortnite.
Oh, in Fortnite. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's some like weird map, and I opened the door, and the second I got there, bunny drop kicked me.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Triple dog dare.
School.
Frozen flagpole.
Slippery.
Okay.
No, wait. No, can I change my answer? When you put your tongue on it and it sticks. Mm.
Fudge.
The fudge that's in, on the
but not
table.
Fudge.
Poop. I don't know. You said fudge, but not fudge.
Wow. The hounds.
Dogs.
Okay.
Bud and Lou.
Major award. That was a good answer, Bud and Lou.
Bud and Lou, yeah. Major award.
Award.
That Wacky Wednesday. When I got that award last year, I was on Wacky Wednesday. And
okay.
Everybody saw my horrible outfit that I made.
Chinese restaurant Christmas dinner.
I hate Chinese.
She hates Chinese food. You'll shoot your eye out.
Mom.
All right, so now we got some trivia questions.
Okay.
What gift, and if you paid attention in the first part, you should get a lot of these.
Okay.
What gift does Ralphie desperately want for Christmas?
A Red Ryder red shotgun BB gun.
Not shotgun. Just a Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle.
A what?
A BB gun.
Okay.
What happens when Flick sticks his tongue to the frozen flagpole?
It sticks.
It does. What does Ralphie's father proudly call his leg lamp?
Legadine leg. Oh. Oh, let me guess again.
Think you're Wacky Wednesday.
Proud award.
A major award.
That's what I said.
What animal ruins the Parker's family Christmas turkey?
Bud and Lou.
Not Bud and Lou, but the hounds, the neighbor's hounds.
Bud and Lou.
What does Ralph...
Wait, hold on. Harlequin may be their neighbor.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
What does Ralphie say instead of the F word when he drops the lug nuts?
Frickety frick frick frick.
No.
Oh. Freaky Friday. Does it start with an F?
Yes.
Fudge.
Yes.
Oh, fudge.
Yep. But he doesn't actually say fudge.
Oh.
But he does say fudge in the movie.
Oh, poop.
But he says he don't say fudge. Then he gets his mouth washed out with soap.
Yeah.
What radio program sends Ralphie a secret decoder pin message? You'll never get this one.
Yes, I will.
It's not on your list.
Yes, it is. Wait, what was the question again?
It actually is. What radio program sends Ralphie his secret decoder pin message?
Little Orphan Annie radio show.
Very good. Jesus.
I did it.
What restaurant does the family...
The Chinese restaurant.
Eat at Christmas.
The Chinese restaurant.
The
Chinese restaurant. I did it.
Bonus question. What's the name of the Chinese restaurant?
It's on my list.
Chile. It's not on there.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'll make it be on there.
It's called Bowling.
That's what I said.
Yep, I know. What does Ralphie imagine will happen if he gets an A on his school paper?
He'll shoot his eye out.
No.
He'll get a red rifle, BB.
No, he imagines his parents praising him.
Oh,
what color?
Red
is the ridiculous bunny suit. Ralphie's
pink.
Aunt said
it's different. Pink.
It is
pink because pink is my favorite color. Everything needs to be pink. My light's pink.
Pink
I like
is
pink.
My favorite color.
Be quiet. Oh my God, get out.
What does Ralphie use to defend himself in his daydream of fighting robbers?
What
does Ralphie use to defend himself?
A Red Rider freakity freak thingy.
Red Rider.
BB gun.
BB gun.
Ha ha ha. That's what I said.
Very good. You actually did a lot better than I thought. All right, it's your turn.
I already picked out my answers before we even started recording. So, Red Rider BB gun or official Red Rider carbine action air rifle.
I'm going to go the official Red Rider carbine action air rifle.
Correct.
All right. All right.
Okay. Leg lamp or fragile creature? Fragilila.
It's fragile. Must be French.
You just lost so
no,
many points.
No, that's what it says in the movie.
Fragile.
Fragile. Must be
it's
French.
It's not fragile. It's fragile. It's fragile.
I'm going fragile crate.
Okay, fragile. Okay. Ralph's in the pink bunny suit or Randy buttled up. I can't put my arms down.
It's definitely Randy bundled up, because that's funny.
I can't put my arms down.
Yep.
Well, they were both correct. So.
Very good.
I don't like you. You got 3 in a row. I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
I've never been proud of you.
Wow.
But today I am.
Wow.
You must be so grateful. I'm never proud of anyone. Except for you right now. And myself.
Okay.
Okay. Triple dog dare or double dog dare?
Triple dog dare.
Correct!
Yeah. Do you triple dog dare people at school?
To eat. I got triple dog dare to eat lead, and I ate lead.
Hanukkah.
It didn't taste good.
Nor should it. Nor you also, did you get triple dog dare when you ate your hand sanitizer?
Shut up! No, I did that on my own.
Even worse. All right, go ahead. Next.
Flicker's tongue on the pole or Santa's boots in the vice?
I'm going to go tongue on the pole. Was that wrong?
You'll see. Ralph's Decordy and Pin or Little Orphan Annie radio show?
I'm going to go Ralphie's Decoder Pin.
Decatator Pin. Bombastic Hold Hounds or Chinese restaurant emitting doom. Wait. Oh,
what?
Wait. Chinese restaurant Christmas dinner.
All right. Give me that one again.
Which one? The first one?
Yeah. The whole thing.
Bombastic Hound Attack or Chinese restaurant Christmas dinner?
I'm going to go with the Chinese restaurant Christmas dinner.
Okay. Ralphie daydreaming hero mode or Ralphie imaginating doom?
Doom.
Doom. I like doom. Old Man Parker's Francis batteries or Old Man Parker's car troubles? Hi.
I'm going to go with, so it's Old Man Parker's furnace battles or the car trouble. Man, they're both so good.
It's Francis.
I'll go with the Francis Beatles. Beatles.
It's Francis Beatles. Old Man Parker's Francis Beatles. I like Francis Beatles. Okay. You'll shoot your eye out or only one thing in the world could have dragged me away.
I'm going to go, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I don't like you. Guess how many you got right.
How many? I'm thinking
you got six.
Seven. I was thinking seven. I got right.
You got six.
So I got 6 out of 10, correct?
Well, you actually, so you got 6 correct, 3 ish correct, and 1 wrong.
So I finish in the positive?
No.
Come on, really?
So each of them costs 100 points.
So I got 600.
No, you did not. Let me just add my this stuff up.
Do 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 do. Doobity 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 doop. Bitty 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 bitty.
I added it up. And guess what you got? You have negative. You got negative 6, 7.
At least give me positive 6, 7.
Get out. Get out!
Well, that was awesome. That was episode.
You better give me another dollar. 6, 7. You owe me $2.
Thank you all for watching. Remember, subscribe to our Substack. Get a free preview of Chronicles of Panel Pete. You can. We also put blog posts up there about each episode.
Go to our Linktree.
Link in the link trees.
Wow.
We got Panel Pete merch. Still time to order for Christmas.
Yes. Do we have Christmas merch?
No, but we could probably make one.
Okay, we need Panel Pete as a star on the Christmas tree.
We need a Panel Pete ornament. Maybe we'll try to decorate some Christmas in here.
Yes.
We got a little tree or something. Put some lights up or something.
Panel Pete ornament.
Panel Pete ornament would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete. Find it on Kickstarter. Find it on anywhere that you can get your free. Sign up for the Substack. Get your free.
Yeah.
And
Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Have a great week, everybody. It's about to be December. So it's birthday month for us. And Christmas.
Yeah.
So, fun. Check out all our episodes. Have a great day.
Seven. Bye. That was great. Oh my god. You owe me $2.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the stories. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.